in your precious Son's name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, it's the name upon our lips and upon our hearts. Lord, thank you for Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that name, that all power is given in that name. That, Lord, in that name we come boldly, approved, accepted, Lord God. Hallelujah! Adored in that name, Jesus. Father, thank you again for Him, our Savior. The Lamb of God, Bridegroom. Thank you, Lord, for His name. Thank you for His name that is written upon us. Father, thank you again for His precious blood. Thank you, Lord, for that atonement, God. Thank you, Lord, that you have made us your elect of God. Lord, help us to get a vision, a brighter vision of your love and your glory that you have bestowed to us. Thank you, Lord, for the purpose, the passion, and the power of your might, Lord, that's performing it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. I'm sure you're going to be surprised that we will start in Isaiah 43 today. We were there for the last two Sundays in heart of his love to us. We'll move over to 2 Timothy, round out in Ephesians 1. Isaiah 43, 2 Timothy, and Ephesians 1. Beginning from 43, verse 25. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Let's read that again. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Brothers and sisters, he did it for his own sake. And I'm going to tell you something. I just can't get over it. I cannot get over, hallelujah, and never will, that beautiful statement of love to me, to you. Honey, I did it for me. I did it because I love you. Amen. Praise God, I can't get over his love for me. And by grace, throughout eternity, I'm going to praise him for his mighty plan of grace. The mighty plan of grace that he wanted me, that he wanted you for his own. For his own. He saw us, hallelujah, in him. He did. He saw us, praise God, in him. That it was us in Christ. 2 Timothy 1:9. Who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling. Not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Made one with him, made one in him. And praise be to God, it's been on his mind and it's been on his heart before the world began. And I am so thankful that there's so many things to take from the Word of God in this precious passage of truth. The passion of our Lord, the plan of God for His Son. As the Father told Him in this plan of grace, in this wonderful holy calling, not according to our works, but to His purpose and to His grace. Son, it's not good for man to live alone. I'll interpret that for you. Son, you're going to have a wife. According to His purpose. according to his passion, according to his pleasure, all by his grace. He is going to have a wife. Now praise God for his pleasure. Aren't you thankful? Aren't you thankful for his pleasure? Because his pleasure, praise God, is Christ in you, the hope of glory. His pleasure, the pleasure of God, the pleasure of the plan of God, the pinnacle, hallelujah, the height is that pleasure, praise God. The mystery that was hidden, the wonderful things that were written of the prophets long time ago. They wanted to look into them. The angels wanted to see it as well. But they wrote those things for you. I'm just quoting the word of God for us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. That his purpose, his plan, and his passion, his absolute devotion to. I'm going to have a wife. I'm going to have mine own. Hallelujah. He has that passion. By his grace and mercy, hallelujah, he has that devotion to us. By his grace, I love this, in 2 Timothy 2:13, turn the page. He cannot deny himself. He cannot deny himself. Look at that in the 13th verse, 2 Timothy 2:13. If we believe not, yet he abides faithful, he cannot deny himself. He can't deny that life in you. But I'm going to tell you something. He can't deny his pleasure. He can't deny the plan of God. He can't deny the purpose, hallelujah, of the blood. He can't deny himself that. And in not being able to deny himself that, hallelujah, his plan of grace and mercy, it supersedes even my unbelief. Even in my unbelief, he is forever faithful to his pleasure. Even in my unbelief, he is ever faithful, hallelujah, to me. His will, he is all powerful, all of his strength beyond your rebellion and my rebellion, he pursues. And his love, praise God, overcomes. Oh, I thank him for that. I testify, I give witness of this testimony of the power and the purpose and the pursuing passion that he will never and he cannot deny himself. Oh my. We are of him. Bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Oh praise God. For I am his and his desire is toward me. Brothers and sisters, he cannot deny himself the good pleasure of his will. He ain't going to stop. He's not. He's going to perform the good work which he has begun. He's not going to quit. You may feel like quitting, but he's not going to quit. How many times I haven't been paying attention. How many times I've turned the other way. But yet, I love you. I can't deny myself. I can't deny the passion that I know that I've placed in you for me. Lord, and I mean this in a sweet way. I hope you know it's not to magnify anything. But I do pray when I see these things. As the prophet said, oh Lord, that they would see what mine eyes see. His passion for you, His great love, His panting, praise God, as He looks through that lattice. Oh, hallelujah. As He said, I've come for your words. And brothers and sisters, He gave us those words. He spoke those things to us. The grace that spoke back to Him at the well. The grace that gave us an ear to hear this message. The grace that caused you to be still. The grace that brought you from Scotland. The grace that brought you from the backware of nowhere. The grace that maybe brought you out of prison today. The grace that brought you out of your self-righteousness today. The grace that brought you out of the pit of hell today. The grace, hallelujah, that is witnessing to you today. I love you. And I will not be denied how I love you. Thank you, Jesus, for that passion to waken to that glory of the love of God to us. Oh, hallelujah, to lift my head to Him and to thank Him for that love that does not quit. To praise Him today for whatever mistakes and sin that may have been raining upon my life this week, this morning. It does not matter to lift my eyes to the hills where my help cometh. And the help that always comes is, I love you. Oh, my goodness. Brothers and sisters, He cannot deny Himself the good pleasure of His will. The good pleasure of His will is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Isn't that awesome? See, we're abounding in that hope, but all of glory abounds in the expectation. This isn't a hope of an if, but it's a when. When is it going to be? Is it going to be today, sis, that the manifestation of the sons of God that we have heard for all these years that God has graced us with? Will it be today? Will it be today? I don't know, but I'm expecting it today. I'm abounding in the hope of glory today that the manifestations of the sons of God will step forth. And He, praise God, will make known to all, I have loved thee. Aren't you thankful? And those that He will make known that I have loved thee are those that are taking today that truth, that abundant, abounding truth, knowing the love of God to you. He loves me. He loves me. Oh, yes, the Father loves His Son. But His Son, His only begotten, by the grace of God in what I have received of Paul's gospel, loves His awaiting wife. He loves me. Praise God. Now, think of this. Christ in you, the hope of glory, grow up. Christ in you, the hope of glory, to grow up to be the joint heir with Jesus Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory, to be glorified together with Jesus Christ. The word of our Lord. Amen. I believe that you believe in what He has spoken is true. Amen. Praise God. Well, believe Him. Brothers and sisters, we are the only thing made and created to receive His grace and magnify His grace. The only thing created to receive and magnify His grace. All of what He is, Jesus Christ, full of grace and truth, He made you to receive. You are the only thing created to be filled with all the fullness of Him. All the fullness of grace and truth. Not all the fullness of your works and the fullness of your fullness, which is, you know what you're full of. Yep. But you are made for Him. Amen. Yes. Praise be to God. I pray we see this. And it's all for the good pleasure of his will. Ephesians 1:9. All for the good pleasure of his will. Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, the mystery of his heart, according to his good pleasure. And that according, it even means to expand upon the fulfillment of his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself. Oh, his purpose. Oh, his passion to us. Brothers and sisters, you, all of us, praise God, tailor-made for his purpose. Individually, intricately made for his grace. Really see this right now. How specifically, divinely, you were made one of a kind for his grace. Why you were made like you are. Why you are like you are. Whether you like it or not. A lot of times I don't like it. But then by the word of the Lord, I get it. That if it was any other way, I wouldn't have been perfectly made. Moment by moment, perfectly made. To receive all of his grace and mercy. To be filled with all the fullness of God. To be filled with all the fullness of him, grace, and truth. Amen. Amen. He made you the way you are to be a perfect vessel of his grace and mercy. Okay, now you can praise him. But it is stunning, isn't it? That's the awe of the Lord. That's the awe of God. You're for him. It's all for him. It's all to him. It's all due him. But it's all love. See, I can't contain the joy. I really can't. And the joy is that he can't and never could contain his love for us. He is the lover that just wears it all out front. He doesn't hold anything back. It's all there. I'm completely head over heels about you. Everything about you. Everything about you. He never leaves nor forsakes. And it's so even beyond, he never leaves or forsakes in his love and his passion. And by the, I'm just going to tell you, when we wrestle with this, when we don't want to receive this, your life will always be a wrestling match. You won't be a happy person. I'll tell you right now, if you're not receiving this, you're a complaining person. You're a murmuring person. You're a brawler. You know what a brawler is? Just going to fight with everybody. Going to fight in your home, going to fight. And because you know why? Because the love of God isn't reigning. When the love of God ain't reigning, your mind is messed up. It's confused because you're listening to lies. You're listening to confusion. Think about that. Accept it. Understand this. Ones that aren't receiving this love, you'll even begin to fight with the people that love you the most. See, that's what the enemy does. He gets in there and confuses you that you want to huddle up with people that are going to hurt you the most. That you want to go after ones that are going to cause the most damage for the rest of your life. Afflict things into you and take away chances of your life. To get in your home and cause destruction with ones that love you the most. Whose mind is that? Huh? Time to wake up! Time to wake up. House is on fire. Glory to God. I can't contain how he loves me. The joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. The joy that was set before him was the plan of God. The joy, Father, this is my inheritance. These ones made for my good pleasure. But see, even though he wanted you for his own, he didn't make robots. Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, no, he didn't. The beautiful thing about his plan is we're willing vessels. Vessels that would decide. Vessels that would choose. And vessels that would choose all by hearing. See, vessels don't choose by appearings and wonders. Vessels choose by hearing the words of love. His voice. Amen. The message of God's great love. The message by the Spirit to ravish a heart. The message, praise God, that I pray that we'll apprehend today. As he told those disciples so sweetly, those that love me keep my words. They just love my word. They love to hear the truth. They love to just come and sit and listen to the word of the Lord. They love to be around those that love to sit and listen to the word of the Lord. You love me? Just hear me. Amen? See, we want to be busy, but don't listen. Hear him. Hear him. The Shulamite, praise God, Song of Solomon 4:12. She rejoiced that she was a garden. His brother was singing today about the garden. A garden that's just shut up for him. That means a garden that is locked up to him. And I was seeing this so sweetly. We talked about it a little bit on Friday night. The vessel only for the master's use. I always loved how Brother Hill would say that about the mustache cup. I don't have a mustache anymore. I had one. It looked very funny. My kids still tease me. But I did have a mustache cup. And when I'd have guests over, I didn't get the guests over and say, hey, share my mustache cup. That wasn't going to happen, you know. That was mine. But I was thinking about that masterpiece created by the masters. And even naturally speaking, we have the Mona Lisa. But that wasn't a masterpiece that we call a masterpiece. But it wasn't just for the creator. It's out there. I think it's the Louvre. And millions upon millions of people have enjoyed that and seen that. I've had the opportunity to see the David. Michelangelo's wonderful, incredible. I mean, that thing looks like it's going to take off. But probably billions of people have seen that. But yet, this is the masterpiece. She is his masterpiece. That's just shut up to him. For him. Truly for his eyes and his desire and his pleasure. She is not to be shared. She is set apart. She is his own little ripped portion body all for him. And as we close this, I was thinking, you know, honey, I've given you this example even in your own life. It's not hard to comprehend. Did I marry Polly? Did I fall in love with her for her sake because I'm so great? Nope. Let's be real honest. I fell in love with her and married her for my sake. I didn't tell her that. But I did. If you really think about it, I wanted her for me. I didn't want to share her. I knew she would be my joy that I had never had. That she would be such a pleasure and a first love to my life that I had to have. Your Lord saw that in his plan, in him, us in Christ, in ages past. Beyond any passion any one of us could ever have for any other individual. And I'll tell you what, I'm a very passionate fella. But it's not to be compared of his love. And what he had to have. And I see that today. And I've been rejoicing in it this week. I'm so thankful that my heart pants for him. But I'm seeing more and more it's his panting for me. It really is. I'm seeing more and more that truly he looks at me through the lattice every day. And he looks at you every day. He adores you. Not because of what you do. Not because of, again, all the goodness that man thinks that would be something that God would be attracted to. He's attracted to himself. He's attracted to his plan. He's attracted to what his divine will is that he in ages past, praise God, hallelujah, knew that would be finished at the cross in him. I see now. I see it. Why, when I pray in Jesus' name, the heavens are bowed. When I call out to my God in Jesus' name and I ask him for something, I'm going to tell you something. Not that you better know, but I do know. He bows the heavens. And there's smoke that comes out of the nostrils of my God. And a passion and a fire of love that cannot be compared. Not only am I the apple of his eye, but I am my beloved's. And his desire and his passion and his devotion and most of all, his grace keeps me receiving it. His mercy keeps me receiving it. No matter who doesn't want me to receive it, his grace and his mercy keep me receiving it. For his desire is toward me. Praise God. It's about, well, you know what? Let's just stand and thank him together. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. You can come on up if you want. Come on, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, God. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for giving us such a Savior. Truly the lover of our soul. Thank you, Lord, for your grace that causes us to respond. Lord, if there is, again, any hesitation in any of us, Lord, help us today to just look up. To, Lord, to quit kicking against it, to putting it off for another time. But truly this morning to Lord, just submit and surrender in thanksgiving. Nothing that you're looking for, but just to say thank you. Nothing that you want except for your grace to cause us to say, Lord, I receive this. I embrace this. That, Lord, this is mine because of you. The word, the love, the power, all the provision of the heart of God. It's mine. And in Jesus' name, we say thank you. Praise God.